Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with ya. Happy Tuesday to everybody. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel. 104.3 WQAM on YouTube. Miami, 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Miami Dolphins victorious yesterday over the New York Jets in not the greatest football game you've ever seen in your life, but it was a win. And I think that is, you know, the most important thing. I mean, I heard that Aaron Glenn was furious with his team, rightfully so, after that game.
Yeah, 20 fumbles.
20 fumbles, 20 penalties, over 100 yards of penalties. Not a great performance by the Jets. The Dolphins, though, opportunistic, which was nice to see. That was finally some complimentary football, taking advantage of their first turnovers of the year after Anthony Weaver was calling for violence. They didn't act very violent.
Well, I asked Jordan Brooks that, and he said, yeah, they did violence. And I'm like, I don't know if y'all did violence.
What did he see? He's like, we were
violent. Oh, yeah, that was the key. That was the, you know, that was indicated all throughout the week, you know. And then they did this thing where, you know, one of the players interview a player.
Oh, yeah.
So then
they felt like it was one win mixing. Let's
yeah, they were having fun. So yeah, his boy who caused the first fumble asked him some questions.
Jack Jones
and all
or
that,
Dotson.
Yeah.
Dotson.
I think it was Dotson.
Yeah, Dotson had that one on Fields. So that Fields, man, like, what do you think about him? Because like he had that.
I like Fields.
He had that incredible play on 4th and 1.
I like Fields because of the fact that he gives you what you need as a quarterback. You have to have mobility, and he can get. At any given moment, he can make a 4-yard run or what could be a negative play into a positive play. I just felt like they should have thrown the ball more. Like, I don't understand why they didn't. Props, you know who deserves props to, from last night's game?
Mm.
The Finns' offensive line. Gave up no sacks.
They did a great job. They replaced right guard. They put Cole Strange there. They got rid of that Brunskill who ruined the last game. And Keon Smith, obviously, they don't think is ready. Yeah, they played a very good game. They played a pretty good game. I mean, a couple penalties here and there, but nothing too bad. They did have a bad snap by Brewer. I was like, oof, that was. Usually, I'm like looking immediately. I'm like, oh, that was Tua's fault, and I'm like, nope, that was definitely the center's fault. He threw a knuckleball to him. I was like, what the hell is that, dude? That thing is crazy when the snaps go wild, and thankfully they were able to fall on it and keep things going. But man, I was nervous as hell when that thing was in the air. Nuts. Absolutely wild. So good for the Dolphins getting themselves a win. Miami Heat, they are back in the fold at training camp. They'll get preseason going this week. I saw that Tyler Hero gave some quotes about his pending contract, which we did not get into with him yesterday, although Tyler was a lot of fun to speak to. But he said to Ira Winderman, this was in the Sun Sentinel, on his contract, he says, quote, I expect to get something done. His window for an extension, it opens up on Wednesday. It's a really strange thing because he's only got like a 3-week window. So it's like they could either give it to him, the window opens up on Wednesday, and then they got till October 20th to decide. Otherwise, it kicks to the summertime.
So basically, you have right up until the season starts.
Pretty much, yeah.
To give him an extension or wait till after the season.
Or you got to wait, and then that could turn into a 4-year extension.
Which is a little bit more money and more money.
He said on if he doesn't get a deal done, quote, I'm not going to lose my joy, he said with a laugh. I ain't going to lose my joy.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, I have to feel like he was set up being asked that by, like I don't know how that was set up, the question. I feel like somebody, like, I feel like Ira or Andy, whoever, whichever writer asked, had to be like, are you going to lose your joy? And he's like, I'm not going to. There's no way he pulls that right out. And that is, that's just too
that's
cutting.
That's crazy. That's to too cutting. Losing joy out the gate?
That's too cutting. He was saying, he was talking about more from Ira. He says, further, Hero said he's not caught up in the numbers. All right. Even outsiders fixate on his eligibility for a three-year, $150 million max extension. Quote, it's not as important as you all think. I will say that. Because it's not important to me. Being here is important. But being here at a respectable number, I should say, for me, I have a number in my mind, as I did in my last contract, and that's why I didn't accept the max, because I wasn't going to get pressed on it, and I'm not pressed on it now. And I feel like a lot of people have put out there that it's $50 million or nothing, and it's not that. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I want to be here, as I've said, but it's about respect at the end of the day, so we'll see what happens. I find this to be a very fascinating thing because, one, I would say Tyler Hero, who is a very good player, and I like Tyler, and he's – one thing I respect about Tyler, he's taken a lot of stuff on the chin. Like – he hasn't run from anything. Now, he hasn't performed in the playoffs since he was a rookie, but he's been a very good player. But I respect that he's taken all that stuff on the chin, and he's handled all of it, right? But I would say, if you're going to look at what are his biggest flaws, one of them has been durability. Now, this is a weird thing. Like, I don't understand what this is. He has a extra bone in his foot that he's had that just became too painful to play with. He didn't get anything put in there. He's just explaining to us, no, I was born with this extra foot bone thing.
Is he X-Men?
I guess. He's like got Antonio Alfonseca ankles. I don't know.
I was about to say that, but you know, I didn't want to.
Yeah, El Pupo. Like, I don't know what's going on there, Vlad. But whatever it is, he's going to miss time. And it sounds like he's going to miss. He said yesterday it was in the 8 to 12 range.
That sounds like January to me.
He was pressing a little bit more on some wiggle room. And Tyler usually likes to get right to come back. You know, it's not like, I don't think he wants to kind of be all the way back. I think he wants to be all the way back. Now, Spo said yesterday that he's like, no, he's going to be back sooner than later. Which is like, hey, you better get your ass back. I don't know what to make of that. But I will say, I think that is going to be something the Heat are going to be paying attention to when it comes to this. And how could it not affect what their decision-making is going to be with this? Unless Tyler Hero is going to take a super discount. Like he says, and this is crazy with the numbers, so I understand what I'm saying. But unless he's going to be like, I'm going to do 35 a year. You know, give me a $5 million bump every year and I'm good, baby. If he does something like that, then the Heat will be like, all right, sign you up, dude. But you know, okay, if his number is $45 million a year or $43 million, are the Heat rushing to go do that deal right now? I don't know. I feel like Tyler's going to have to, like, be. He's going to have to give a real. And by the way, I see what some players are making who I don't think Tyler, who I think Tyler's better than, making in the 40s. Brandon Ingram is making 40 a year.
Are you pocket watching?
Just say what the facts are. What is the old Tua term? The market is the market.
Yeah, that is the. That
so
is.
That's what I'm. That's all I'm doing. It is what it is, Vlad. That's you kind of have to in this sport. You know, half the sport. By the way, they're all pocket watching. That's literally what they all do. Yeah. Austin Reeves is looking at Tyler Hero and going, I'm going to see what Tyler Hero is going to make, and then I'm going to go and then I'm going to say I want that. Cam Thomas. There was quotes that Cam Thomas was looking at. He's like, I'm going to see what Tyler Hero is going to make. A lot of people are looking to see what Tyler Hero is going to make. Because the Heat are in this position right now where they're like, all right, we've paid Bam. That's the guy we've locked into the max.
He's the franchise.
He's the guy. He's their guy. But Tyler Hero is like, okay, do we lock into both these guys? Because they just both got curb stomped by the Cavaliers. So, yeah, it's I guess, tougher timing for Tyler, but this injury couldn't have come at a worse time. There's no doubt about that. And when he says that he's been looking this entire summer for ways to not have surgery, it's because he knows this is one of the biggest knocks on him when it comes to an extension. You have to know. So it's good that I guess he's not, when he tells Ira, we're not hung up on the max. I just want to say, good. But I can't imagine if we're to if the Heat have to come to a decision in this in essentially 3 weeks from Wednesday. I think they got to see it. Unless he's given a super discount, I think they got to see what Tyler's like when he comes back.
I don't think they should be in the habit of just throwing away big money. Now, what if they did a 2 or 3 year deal?
Well, it can only be 3 years. It can only be okay. The max it could be this window coming up on Wednesday is 3 years, 150. But it could be like that's the three. I suppose they could do a 2 year extension, but then it can be up to 4 years in the summer. I just think that for the Heat standpoint, Leroy, it's like
you can't do it.
You can't. We'll wait till the summer. Like, you know.
Right. Right, and if he balls out and earns the fourth year, then everybody's going to feel good about it.
Yeah.
But you can't – listen, you can't be in a situation where the team has questions about your health and you're hurt and then ask for more money. You just can't, right? You have to go about it, and what I would say is that I think Tyler needs to go about it, you know, carefully, and don't make any demands, because then that's when you start the back and forth about, and then you get hurt feelings, right? So I think as of right now, the way they're talking, everything is cool.
Well, Spo said this thing interesting yesterday. I was listening to some of his press conference from yesterday, and he referred to this year as like a new chapter of the franchise, which was basically him saying like, hey, this is the post Jimmy era. We're moving on. And so,
why they do everything without mentioning Jimmy?
He's not mentioning Jimmy.
It's okay.
He's not mentioning Jimmy. We know.
We know your ass was married and you on your second marriage.
Yeah,
he
who shall not be named is. But they're basically. He was like, "Yeah, this is a new chapter," and I kind of feel like, well, if you lock in to Tyler and Bam, you're not really on a new chapter. You're kind of like, nah, we're still on that chapter. And I just wonder, I feel like this is a year where if that's true, then have a year where everything plays out. See if Norman Powell's the guy. Norman Powell's got on an extension. See if Nico's the guy. Nico's up for an extension. See who, figure out who you actually think your guy, because you didn't think they were the guys. If you thought they were the guys, you would have traded for Kevin Durant. That was my whole point over the summer when I went Looney Tunes. Is like, if you would have thought these guys were the guys, then you would have gotten them a final piece.
Here's what I like. I like the fact that this team has managed to get younger and kind of take a different path and not doing it for the next 2 years. And I think that's what Kevin Durant would have. If you make that move for Kevin Durant, what doesn't guarantee you? Other than saying you have Kevin Durant on your team, like with everybody around, you didn't have Norman Powell at that time. You had Wiggins, you might have to give up Wiggins or work out another trade. And the team that you would have ended up with, can you honestly say, even with Kevin Durant, would have been as this good or this deep? So let's start there. So I'm not upset that they didn't bring in Kevin Durant, because where the rest of your team is much younger than Kevin Durant.
It's funny you mentioned that.
The oldest guy is what, 31?
Yeah, 31.
So
that's
a relatively
that contingent
young
of,
team
yeah, that
in
contingent,
today's basketball.
That contingent of Wiggins, Rozier, and Powell all in that age group.
Rozier bringing down the average age.
You know what's crazy? Speaking of the old, I can't believe Kevin Love made it to Utah Jazz Media Day.
What?
I was like, wait a minute. I thought they were buying his ass out.
I didn't even know he was with Utah.
He was part of the trade, and then he got flipped to Utah, and then he shows up yesterday. He's got a Jazz jersey on the podium. I'm like, that's an upset. I would have thought for sure he was a Laker.
Wow.
Like, they're just not buying him out. Like, yeah, we're not buying you out. He's like, why not? Yeah, we like you. He goes, I don't want you to like me. Get me out of here.
Make us stink.
He goes, K-Love, start with the
wouldn't that be something?
He goes, Kevin.
A man with the name Kevin Love making a stink.
He's like, Kevin Love just starts acting like Jimmy Butler. It's like, listen, Kevin, here's the thing about Utah. We love the intangibles, dude. Love them. They're going to keep you around.
Is that all the things that Kevin Love have been through, right? He's not that guy. He's not the guy that's going to be anti-team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if he doesn't want to be there, he going to team it up. He going to play, you know, basketball and do what's asked of him.
I'm delighted right now because I just looked on our television, Leroy, and Bruce Arians is on the Pat McAfee show, and he's wearing a shirt that says, "No risk it, no biscuit."
No.
Swear to God, dude.
I love him. I love Bruce Arians.
He told it like it was.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I think you have to be kind of aware of your own situation before you go in there and making demands. And that's why I think Tyler's saying, oh, well, we haven't really talked about it, and Max is not a definitive thing right now and whatever. Right? Like, really? Like, you know, let's just get back to playing basketball first, right? Because what happens in a lot of these situations is you get hurt, somebody come up, step up and ball out. Then they're like, right, that's the guy now. That's the new captain, right?
100%.
And it happens in sports all the time. So let's just be careful. How do you know that when he does come back, that this is not going to linger on until January till he feels 100%? And now you're in a situation where you never want to be in, but you're always in with Tyler Hero. Maybe not his own fault, but just what the situation is.
It has been what it is, right? Like, it's not, exactly. We're not trying to be jerks about it. It's just like, oh, you got hurt. They went to the finals.
Wait, is there anybody more? Listen, we're being nice to it compared to what Pat Riley would be.
Yeah, Pat called him fragile.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't get a man that called you fragile. Can you honestly go ask him for money?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to just throw that out there. You can't say, hey, you know what? By the way, I'm up for the max. I don't need to give me the max, but.
Pat's like, max what?
Right.
Maxwell?
Yeah, that's what
max
I'm saying. Struce? Does that make sense that we sitting here having these conversations about all this and he's in a situation where he's not even playing basketball.
Right.
I have a hard time. Like, you know how good you got to be to ask for a contract when you ain't playing?
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah, exactly. It couldn't have come at a worse time for him.
Not for him, but I don't even – here's the kicker. Let's be clear. Are we even certain that if he was healthy, they would have gave him an extension?
No,
now?
I'm not. I'm not
so,
certain.
So think about that. Let's be realistic about it. With the questions that the organization has about Tyler Hero, right? And here, and you know what? This group of guys right here would be more of a indication of what his impact would be when you got Wiggins and Powell on the same team and Bam, you know. Now we'll see, how does he fit in?
Mm-hmm.
Can he take over a game? Is he going to be that guy? Because what if we do, you know, go through this to try to see who is that guy? And it's Norman Powell.
Right.
That's a whole nother conversation. So the fact that, you know, he did the right thing, right, that just kind of shrugged it off, right? We ain't there yet or whatever, right? And just let it play out. Don't do – and we all, listen, recent history, we all see how that plays out with Pat Riley when you go grump belly on him.
Mm-mm.
Oh, grumpy, you know? It doesn't fare well. So I think he learned from that, and he's going to have a different path towards that.
We'll take a break, mix things up on the other side.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.